time, 13 to 9. And this COVID-19 pandemic's had such a massive impact on the economy. I need not tell you that. And it is so heartbreaking when we hear of the job losses and the retrenchments. So often we're hearing more and more of people being retrenched, getting those retrenchment notices. And you may find yourself involved in a dispute with your employer. And where do you go? Well, one of the first points of call would be the Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration, the CCMA. How is it operating at this time of lockdown? Let's get some advice now from a labor lawyer from the employment practice at the law firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. I've got Asma Kachalia joining us on the line. Hey, Asma, thanks for your time. Good morning.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
What advice have you got for our listeners? Anybody in a situation where they feel that they are involved in, there's some unfair labour practice going on and they want to challenge something at the CCMA, give us some general advice here, Asma.
Well, first of all, you're right. COVID has had a horrible effect on a lot of businesses, and they're under a lot of financial pressure due to the pandemic and the resulted lockdown. And, you know, there's a need then for businesses to reduce its staff count and, you know, due to their operational needs, which is fair. The director of the CCMA has actually said that they've received a significant number of retrenchment referrals, both large scale in terms of requesting facilitation and also small scale. And besides that, there are going to be many more. Specifically now, because the CCMA has, as of today, actually opened its doors and has allowed the public to come in hand in physical copies of referrals, which they haven't done before during the lockdown due to restrictions. So, you know, there's going to be with level 4 and then possibly level 3 and 2, there's a gradual return of declared industries and sectors. So, labor activity will now resume. And by implication, this just means that there's just going to be many referrals to the CCMA for varying reasons. And the CCMA needs to deal with these issues because, you know, ultimately that's their function. And people need recourse.
Asma, are you concerned that they're going to be overwhelmed with issues that they're needing to deal with, given that there's likely to be a backlog?
Well, the director of the CCMA has indicated they've put measures in place in order to deal with the amount of referrals. Also, you have to remember that there were referrals before the lockdown and during the lockdown, and then they're going to be now after the lockdown. So you're right, there's going to be a great amount, and they're going to need to, you know, figure out how to prioritize that. And they are, they've said that they've put measures in place in order to deal with it, but, we've yet to see that.
What has been your experience with the CCMA in the past? Are they an efficient organization? Do you feel that given the new normal, they are likely to adapt quite quickly?
Well, you know, the role of the CCMA and the reason why people access the CCMA is because, it's a cooperative model. It's relatively informal. There's a greater variety of approaches and solutions when you approach the CCMA. And what they're meant to do is, expeditious dispute resolution. So, it has worked. It's obviously fulfilled its function. It's just going to be difficult during this time. It's an unprecedented time. There's going to be many deferrals. And given the fact that this is their function and their role, they will have to deal with it, and we like to think that they're going to deal with it quite effectively. So we're hoping that's the case going forward.
Asma, are we not likely to see instances where people who go to the CCMA saying that they have not been paid still not getting recourse if companies can come back and say, we are going for liquidation, we actually just don't even have the money to do what we're rightfully supposed to do and would have liked to?
Yeah, well, so there is recourse, for example, for non-payments. The good thing about the CCMA is that they're able to conciliate that. Pre-conciliation, settlements could be done previously over the telephone, so even during the lockdown. So, you know, they are able to settle that. You have to remember that if there are companies who just can't afford to pay, operational requirements, you know, make it so that they might have to retrench or come up with alternative restructuring or alternatives, you know, to retrenchments. That's just something that the CCMA can help facilitate.
Is there an indication of how hearings will be conducted? Are they going to be using Zoom or Microsoft Teams or something like that?
Well, that's what the position was. There was a directive released earlier in May, so previous to the 15th, and then one released on the 15th. So initially, during the directive that was released earlier in May, they did hold video conferencing, but as you know, now they've completely opened their offices. So they were operational from the 18th of May. But from as of today, between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m., people are allowed to come in, walk-ins are now allowed. You're now allowed to hand in physical referral forms, and you're allowed to get face-to-face advice. Obviously, within the restrictions, social distancing, the amount of people that are actually allowed in there. So, according to the CCMA, physical hearings will now be conducted, but like alternatives in terms of how the hearing will be conducted.
Well, very interesting. Mm-hmm. That's why I have to ask you, because of your surname, are you related to Amina and Yusuf Kachalia?
I am, yes. We're a very small bunch.
You are. No, you know, one of my first news editors was Zahed Kachalia, who was the nephew. He now lives in Australia, and he was such an important influence on my life. So, well done. I love the fact that I'm talking to somebody from the Kachalia dynasty. Asma, thank you very much for that advice from Cliff Decker Hoffmeyer Attorneys. That's associate in the employment practice at Cliff Decker Hoffmeyer, Asma Kachalia.
Kaya Breakfast with David O'Sullivan, Tabiso Sikwani, and Jason Goliath. Kaya FM 95.9.
I want to close with an SMS that we got from one of my kids, the principal.